got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Hey, good afternoon and welcome to Reach Radio. Our mission at Reach is placing families in a home, not just a house. We bring you the latest real estate news, money-saving tips, money-buying facts, along with community reports and event information. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, letting you know there is no better time to become a homeowner than right now. To get started, call the good folks at Reach and let them know you are ready to become a homeowner. They have the latest information about how you may benefit from their substantial inventory of South Florida properties. The toll-free number for Reach, 855-48-REACH, 855-48-REACH, or you can dial 855-487-3224, different number, same name, and that'll get you in there. Check out our website, www.reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Well, coming up on today's show, Alexia Savage joins us from the United Way of Palm Beach. They have a special program for those in need. You won't want to miss this. Then Steve Cody checks in with today's latest headlines, plus a very strange news item that sits right next to your funny bone. You'll hear all about that in just a moment. After the news, Lenny Tashman, better known as Dr. Smiles, joins us in studio with a refreshing story about special needs children and dentistry. Dr. Smiles here in about 20 minutes. And of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. Then our house segment presents our resident pest control freak, Carlton Thompson. He tells us about how to protect outside plants from the cold snap. Apparently, the groundhog was correct. 6 more weeks of winter. You're about 35 minutes away from our house. As promised, it's time for South Florida's latest real estate headlines, brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. And now Reach Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Steve Cody.
Why, thank you, sir.
You bet.
You may recall a couple of years ago, the federal government gave about a dozen banks some big spankings over what they did in the foreclosure crisis. Well, the government had the Independent Foreclosure Review Board, and they identified 4.2 million people who got foreclosed on and were burned, for lack of a better word. There are still 600,000 people out there who have money coming to them, and they haven't received it. It might be because once you're foreclosed, your address changes, but they're having trouble finding these people. You might be one of them. If you stick around for 15, 20 minutes or whatever it is, I'll give you the phone number of the company that can put you in touch with that. Of course, Reach also has this information for you. Borrowers who have steady income and good credit but not much money in the bank will find it became easier to buy a home recently. Down payment requirements have been not lifted but eased somewhat. Also, if you want to rent a condo or a townhome, your options in South Florida seem to be disappearing. A lot of developers and investors who rent out units after the housing collapse are putting them back on the market now. As prices are going up, they're selling those rental units, so it may be more difficult to find one. Bank repossessions increased in January across South Florida. That, believe it or not, is a welcome sign. More and more distressed properties are clearing the crowded courtrooms and getting back on the market. And finally, as taxpayers are repairing their 2014 returns, the Internal Revenue Service is wrestling with congressionally mandated budget cuts, outmoded technology, different kinds of enforcement. We're going to try to get you to feel sorry for the IRS. Those stories and more coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Okay, when we return, Alexia Savage joins us from the United Way. As we continue to celebrate Black History Month, here's another factoid. Madam C.J. Walker was the first African-American woman to become a millionaire. You know how? You could check out her hair. That's how she did it.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, with a little tiny message for you here. If you're a first-time homebuyer, if you're tired of paying rent, you want to lower your monthly payments, then you should know about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshops. The next workshop is tomorrow, Sunday, February the 22nd, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Reach's offices located in Palm Beach Gardens. And the next Miami Kindle class is March 8th. Registration starts at 12:30. The class starts at 1. If you didn't register online or pre-register, not to worry, you may pay at the door. But I must tell you, folks, these classes fill up fast. And when we first started a couple of years ago, we had a couple, like 8 or 9 people in the class. Now we got 30 and 40 people in the class, and they're standing around inside. My advice to you, pre-register. How do you do that? You call the good folks at Reach at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. We'll get you in there. If it's the weekend, press 0 for the operator. Leave a message. Someone will get back with you. The first-time homebuyer workshops is a mandatory requirement if you want to qualify for government assistance. And let me tell you what a first-time homebuyer is, folks. If you haven't heard me say this before, I say it every week, but again, it's worth repeating. A first-time homebuyer is someone who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years. That's defined by FHA and HUD. So they give you a little break there. It's like hitting the reset button on the Nintendo game there. 3 years you haven't owned a home, you qualify as a first-time homebuyer. And Reach will help you through every step of the way. There is a $49 fee for this class, but that also includes food and beverages. We have you for 6 hours, folks. It's from 1 to 7. You learn a lot, but they break it up, they make it fun, and they really teach you everything you need to know about buying a home. So don't forget, or as my producer always says, remember. All right. For more than 10 years, our first guest has been speaking on the subjects of marketing, public relations, social media for several local and regional organizations. She has a bachelor's degree in art history and a master's degree in nonprofit management, both from Florida Atlantic University. Currently, she is the vice president of marketing and brand management of the United Way of Palm Beach County. How cool is that? Alexia Savage, welcome to the Reach Radio Show.
Thank you so much.
You have a neat job.
I do. I'm very fortunate.
How long has the United Way been taking care of folks in Palm Beach County?
United Way of Palm Beach County has been serving our community for 85 years.
Wow. That's older than Rick. 85. You know, everybody's heard of the United Way. They've been around. But does everybody really know what specifically, what do they do?
That's actually one of the big things with United Way. I think everyone understands that it's a good organization, but doesn't necessarily understand exactly what we do. And it can vary from community to community, depending on what the needs are. Mm-hmm. What we do is we get out, we assess our community's needs, and then we help to fund nonprofit programs that address those needs. And those are reliable, sustainable nonprofit programs.
Now, you say United Way of Palm Beach, so obviously it's a franchise kind of a thing. They have the national United Way, and then we break it down into the different counties or states?
Right. There are more than 1,100 United Ways in the United States, and they're also worldwide. It's actually the third largest nonprofit organization in the world. But then there are, yes, sort of chapters. So we cover just the Palm Beach County area.
Right. Well, it's better that way. Everybody knows that localized attention, when people pay attention to their local community, they get a lot more done. So just what exactly does the United Way do to help the residents of Palm Beach County?
Well, we actually serve about 250,000 of our residents through 68 different funded programs. There are a variety of programs. They focus on homelessness, ending hunger, serving those with disabilities, the elderly, ensuring that kids are graduating from school on time, that our youth are succeeding, mentor programs, things along those lines, as well as healthy living and teaching people to be financially independent. By their own homes, and we have our volunteer income tax assistance program as well.
Well, that's great. You should be working with REACH then, because we kind of do, at least on the home buying venue, we do that too. We help people get into homes. And I guess you also provide financial support if someone needs that? Just strictly referral and help?
We can refer people to different programs that might be able to help them with that if they're in a bind and maybe they're not able to pay their rent or pay their bills, or they're about to possibly lose their home because they're in a situation. We are able to connect them with a program that can help them get out of that situation.
Exactly, like the power's getting ready to be shut off.
Exactly.
Right? And we need some help, right? Yeah, absolutely. Nothing wrong with that. Is that what you consider a direct service?
Well, United Way offers a few direct services, one of which is our volunteer income tax assistance program. We have a mentor center, which serves about 2,000 children through funded partners and other nonprofit organizations. We're largely a collaborative organization, and we do fundraising to support the local nonprofits that we know make a difference. So we raise about $15 million a year to help about 50 to 60 nonprofits in our community.
Perfect. Now, wait a minute. Income tax? You help with income tax?
We do. We are in our 12th year of our volunteer income tax assistance program. It's a wonderful program. It's actually one of the best in the state and recognized nationally as well. We served last year about 9,500 individuals, returning to our local economy about $15 million in tax refunds and about 5.6 in earned income tax credits.
All right, let me get that straight. You actually helped them fill out the forms and all that stuff?
Yes, we have 14 locations throughout Palm Beach County where people can go. They can either have someone do it for them, they can do it with them, or they can do it online. There's a few different options.
How cool is that? Let's give out that phone number, huh? If you're looking, if you need some income tax assistance, the United Way is here to help you. Their phone number, 561-375-6600. That's 561-375-6600. Or you may check out their website at www.unitedwaypbc.org. And we know what that PBC stands for, Palm Beach County, of course. So that's cool. And do you charge for that? Or?
Not at all. No. It's a free and safe service, which I emphasize the safe because, you know, these days people will pay to have their taxes done. And identity theft is a big issue in South Florida as well. And we make sure that you get the refunds that you deserve, earned income tax credit, and all the new questions with the Affordable Care Act.
Wow, how cool is that? Now, you have another program, too. Am I pronouncing this correctly, the VITA program?
That is. VITA is short for Volunteer Income Tax Assistance.
Well, we were just talking about that. Okay, you threw a ringer on me. That's
sorry
all right,
about
not a
problem. That.
Hey, that's cool, though. How cool is that? I mean, I know there's a lot of agencies out there that do it, but you're right. The biggest concern is identity theft. Because when you go to do your taxes, what do you give them? Your Social Security number, your address, all the vital information that an identity theft needs.
Exactly.
So do you guys have a special program in place that puts a stop to that?
Well, through the VITA program, I think they just are very cautious, and all of our volunteer income tax assistance preparers are trained by the IRS and certified.
Oh, okay, so it's safe. No one,
it's very
safe. You don't have to worry about that.
Not at all.
Okay. Well, I tell you, anything to do with the IRS, I'm worried. So how does one pick up the boots and walk forward and volunteer? How do we sign up? What do we have to do? Who do we call?
Well, there's lots of different ways that you can do it, and there are many different opportunities to get involved depending on your area of interest. But the main thing I would say is check out our website, unitedwaypbc.org. You can go to the volunteer tab, and there's different opportunities there. But also, we have a Women's Leadership Council and our Emerging Leaders Society, depending on if you fit the bill for one of those areas. And they have different opportunities to volunteer, have social events, get involved in the community, and network and get to know your peers a little better.
And it makes you feel good too, right?
It does.
It's not a hard thing to do. Get involved, folks. Volunteering, the president talks about it all the time. That's what we're supposed to do. Now, you said that you you have events to raise money. What kind of events do you have? You have anything coming up?
We have all kinds of very cool events. One that's coming up is March 25th. That's our Simply the Best Awards. And that's where we recognize the local businesses that support us, individuals, volunteers, as well as the nonprofits that we work with to improve our community. And then additionally, the big event that we have coming up is the Great Give.
You know what? We'll talk about that. We have to take a little break. Hang on.
Absolutely.
We appreciate that. Good. When we return, Alexia Savage takes a look at the future of fundraising for the United Way. And here's another Black History Month fact. George Washington Carver was a slave who paid for his own freedom and then derived nearly 300 products from peanut butter.
Ain't got no home. I know blade wrong. Ain't got no home.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, I know blade is wrong. Ain't got no home, I know blade is wrong.
Okay, we're back. By golly, how did that happen? This is the Reach Radio Show. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Jefe. We have been speaking with Alexia Savage. She's currently the Vice President and Brand Marketing at the United Way of Palm Beach County. Thanks for hanging on through the break. That didn't hurt, did it?
Not at all.
No, it was pretty easy.
Thank you.
We just hang here, folks. I know it's radio, but it is really cool. We have some of the greatest guests on the Reach Radio Show, and we're certainly glad to have you here, especially the United Way. You guys are the premier fundraiser and caregiver in the county, I believe, right?
Thank you.
Nobody bigger than you, right?
No, I think we're actually the largest fundraiser in Palm Beach County.
Yay,
thank you.
All the way, United Way. I got that. Woohoo! All right, so we were talking about the Great Give before the break came up. So what gives?
Well, we are gearing up for the Great Give. This will be the second that we hosted. It's Great Give Palm Beach and Martin Counties, and it is a 24-hour online fundraising event. In 2014, we raised $2.2 million in 24 hours for 330 local nonprofits.
Let's do that.
It's amazing. It's huge. So right now we're trying to encourage any 501c3 in the Palm Beach County area to register. It's greatgiveflorida.org is the website. And it's an amazing opportunity to not only increase your visibility as a nonprofit organization, but to also access new donors, and you get bonus pool dollars. We raise a bonus pool. We work with the Community Foundation for Palm Beach and Martin Counties to co-host this day, and they raise about $500,000 in bonus pool that then gets distributed to all the nonprofits as well. So it's an amazing opportunity, good visibility, great marketing, and we're hoping for even more nonprofits this year.
All right. Now, Great Give greatgiveflorida.org. Dot what?
.org.
.org. Yep. All right. Well, we had to keep that straight. All right. So greatgiveflorida.org. Go there and take a look. When's that start again?
It's May 5th to May 6th. As I like to say, happy hour to happy hour, 5 to 5.
I like it. All right. So here's the big question. We know that our economy has been down in the dumps for the last 6 or 7 or 8 years, some people might say. So do you think that the current economic conditions have changed the dynamics of fundraising at all?
I do, absolutely. I think the Great Give is a great example of how things have changed. People like to give online, but they also like to know that they're getting a lot of value for their dollar when they give to an organization. And for something like the Great Give, you know you're getting matching dollars, it's going right to the organization, and you know you're making a difference in your local community, which I think is also something that people are caring more and more about, is making a difference in their own backyard, which is what United Way enables them to do. And I know last year, for our last fiscal year, we raised more money than we had in several years. So I do think that people are going back to making charitable contributions and giving
back.
Well,
that's what this country is really known for. We're the most giving people ever. So you guys have been around for 85 years, the United Way has. That's long enough to be trusted. I think you're doing things right, and I believe that you should go ahead and get online. May 5th is when that starts. 5 to 5. I love that. Let's see. We got that's your next big event coming up, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's just the greatest thing that that you could do.
Well, thank you. We're really excited about it, and we hope that as many nonprofits as possible participate so that we can make a really big difference right here.
Even if you're not a nonprofit, jump online, take a look at it, see what you can do. Or if you don't have a computer and you're just a little lost, you want to get some help, call them on the phone. 561-375-6600 is the number. 561-375-6600. Again, check out their website, unitedwaypbc.org. That about wraps that up, huh? It was great. I'm glad you came on.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Well, we love the United Way, and we're here to support you in anything that you can do. And please come back on the show again, would you?
I will. Thank you.
Fantastic. All right, we're about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show. Directly after the news, Lenny Tashman, better known as Dr. Smiles, is here to tell us how he earned that title and how the Seminole Grotto assists special needs children. Coming up after that, Reach Radio Spotlight, New Home of the Week. We'll show you how this house can become your home. Then our house segment will tell you how to save your shrubbery from cold snaps. Carlton Thompson is on deck. And finally, stay tuned for the 411 on the upcoming Home Ownership Fair presented by REACH, your HUD-approved housing counselor. This event is your affordable path to home ownership. Details are just minutes away. But right now, live from the Electronic Palace, wrapped up in a lot of wire, it's REACH Radio's Real Estate News at the bottom of the hour with our effervescent news guy, Steve Cody. What do you got, Steve?
Thank you, sir. More than $360 million in foreclosure remediation money remains undelivered as the two-year search for borrowers owed restitution continues. The money is part of a multi-billion dollar foreclosure settlement between federal regulators and 13 banks. It was initially called the Independent Foreclosure Review. The program identified 4.2 million borrowers nationwide eligible for compensation, but 600,000 of those borrowers are still owed money. Some of the checks remained uncashed. They expired or they were returned to the paying agent. West Palm Beach attorney Brian Court told the Palm Beach Post that he's not surprised the program is still looking for eligible buyers. He says, "You're hunting people down who were abruptly displaced from their homes." He says most of our clients at some point in their foreclosure are getting so much mail that they don't even open it anymore. All we ended up with was a bunch of angry people, according to Court. The instructions were so nebulous that it was impossible to know who was qualified and how much money they should get. Now, borrowers who believe that they may be owed money or owed a check could call this number, 888-952-9105. That's Rust Consulting. They're the ones that are dispensing this money. And here's that phone number again, 888-952-9105. Borrowers who have steady income and good credit but not much money in the bank will find it recently became easier to buy a home. Down payment requirements, which went up after the subprime crisis, are easing again as lenders and mortgage backers try to draw in new buyers. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac guaranteed more than half of the country's mortgages now, and they've slashed the minimum down payments from 5% to 3%. That's a lot of money on a $200,000 house. Loans backed by two mortgage giants still require private mortgage insurance for down payments below 20%. FHA mortgage insurance premiums have also been lowered, though, by a half a percentage point. It was 1.35. It's now 0.85. The average savings there, about $900 a year. Also, the VA, the Department of Veteran Affairs loans are booming. They coming close to outnumbering FHA. Although not available to the average American home buyer, VA mortgage backing allows veterans and surviving spouses to buy property with no money down, no outside insurance, and limited closing cost. Average VA interest rates are lower, too, and credit and income requirements are more flexible than they are in conventional loans. Bank repossessions increased in January across South Florida, a welcome sign, believe it or not, because more distressed properties are clearing the crowded court system and getting back on the market. Palm Beach County had 517 foreclosures. That's up 11% from the 465. During the height of the housing meltdown, lenders were reluctant to take back homes because the time and the financial losses involved. But now it appears to be a good time to sell, pointing out that lenders can usually unload the homes quickly and get a good price. As taxpayers get ready to do their taxes, the IRS is wrestling with congressionally mandated budget cuts, outmoded technology, Obamacare enforcement, attacks from identity thieves and hackers, and an absurdly complex tax code. IRS Commissioner John Koskinen says that our taxpayer service level, certainly on the phones, is not going to be good this year. And it wasn't particularly good last year either. The challenge with yet another budget cut this year is that we'll struggle to get close to the same, quote, crummy level of service that we had last year. If you file electronically, though, there's no issue with your return. Your refund will get processed automatically. If you file on paper, that, by definition, has to be handled by people. They have fewer people, so the refunds will be delayed. They'll take a little longer. The head of the government bureau that we all love to hate told USA Today, we'll process 150 million individual tax returns this year. We drive what I call a Model T in our IT system. He says we have applications that have been running since John F. Kennedy was president. Now, don't you feel a little sorry for the tax man? No. Al says no.
No.
I don't. City officials in West Palm Beach have some property to sell. They've come up with 84 mostly vacant lots that will be up for grabs in the near future. The goal is to get potential homeowners to invest in the community. The proceeds of the sale will go into the city's affordable housing development program. Officials are still working out the final details on how they're going to sell those lots. Palm Beach County students in grades 3 through 12 can win up to $100 and a tablet PC by entering a contest about fair housing laws. The contest is designed to inform students about housing discrimination and to seek their comments and suggestions on ways to solve the problem. This, according to the Realtors Association of the Palm Beaches, one of the three sponsors of the contest. The Realtors group said that 3rd, 4th, and 5th grade students can submit a poster, while 6th, 7th, and 8th grade students must enter a poster and an essay. High school students should submit an essay or a video. Entries are due by 4 o'clock on March 13th. Winners will be announced on April 1st. For more information, you can go to rapb.com/fairhousing or call Debbie Nellen. She's at 561-727-2791. Palm Beach County veterans can get housing financial assistance thanks to a new program. The Board of Palm Beach County Commissioners has formed an innovative partnership with the Federal Home Loan Bank of Atlanta to establish the Veterans Homeownership and Preservation Program. The initiative makes $1.5 million available to income-eligible active duty, retired, and current U.S. military personnel and veterans. REACH is a part of this, so if you'd like more information, feel free to call REACH anytime. And finally, a Florida grandfather was ticketed for blowing through a turnpike toll without paying. His stepdaughter, Jolie Manning, opened the envelope and found a $5.62 ticket from the Florida Turnpike Authority. It was given out on January 15th of this year, and it came complete with a picture of a semi-truck running through a toll booth near Miami. Here's why this story is news. Her stepdad didn't drive a semi. He's never been to Miami. And he's also been dead for 20 years. After a few calls, she thinks maybe she figured out the problem. She thinks the machine may have misread the 8 from her stepfather's old plate when it was really the letter B. But getting rid of the ticket was not as easy as a phone call. She says, I tried to explain that he passed away in 1995. She says she was told, well, he's still responsible. Manning said all she could do was laugh and hang up. After visiting a Tampa casino, a Kissimmee couple, Donald Jordan and Lisa Cirabella, apparently made a rather impulsive decision. They decided to climb into a nearby convenience store dumpster for a little privacy when a sanitation department truck pulled up, scooped it up, emptied the nasty couple into the truck's compactor. After hearing banging, no pun intended, and yelling coming from the rear of the truck, the driver pulled over and found the allegedly trashed couple. No, they were not homeless, according to the report, but they did share a lot in common. Jordan and Cirabella both have extensive criminal histories. Jordan has been arrested 43 times since 1999. Sarabella has been arrested 22 times since then, and both can now lay claim to the distributed moniker plain white trash.
Oh, no.
That, my friends, is the news. Such
did,
as it is.
Did I hear something like, let go of my ego? Was that?
Yes.
That's pretty. You know, that gives a whole new definition to the term dumpster diving.
Yes, it does.
Okay, folks, enough of that stuff. Let's get down to something serious. Joining us right now is a man of many talents. He's a former state trooper from the Empire State. That would be New York for the people from New Jersey. And he's also a Master Mason, and now his title is Dr. Smiles. Lenny Tashman, welcome to the Reach Radio Show. How you doing?
Okay, thanks.
Ooh, I'll tell you, thanks enough. What the heck is a Dr. Smiles? I know you're not a dentist, are you?
No, I'm not. But I do drill into people.
So why do they call you Dr. Smiles then?
Well, basically, from the Grotto.
Okay.
Which is a Masonic organization or
appendage.
Organization. Their charity is for children that are afflicted with...
special needs kids, right?
Well, special needs and the fact that in 1949, the Grottos of North America initiated the focus on children with cerebral palsy.
There you go.
And since 1969, they expanded the focus on children with muscular dystrophy and related neuromuscular disorders, mental retardation of at least 2 years delayed, and organ transplant surgery. Mm. And they have provided dental care for 5,143 children in the past 5 years in the United States and Canada.
Okay, now that's not to be confused with the Shriners. They help kids, but that's the Shriners Hospital, something different. This is the Semino Grotto. It's an appendage of Masonry, a special group for crazy people, I guess. You're a member of the Semino Grotto. Well, what do you guys do?
It's more than the Seminole Grotto. I also represent Zyber Grotto, which is another group. Seminole Grotto operates basically in the Palm Beach County area.
Right.
And Zyber operates in the Martin and St. Lucie County area. And, it's a regular business meeting thing. Mm-hmm. But we do work in conjunction with the Shriners because the Shriners, basically, they're burns and orthopedic work.
Right.
What we do is with the cleft palate children, mm-hmm. if they need dental work, then we move in and we work in conjunction with them, usually at the Shrine Hospital, at least in this area up in Tampa.
Right.
So we work in conjunction with the Shrine.
Okay, and you guys charge great big fees for this, right?
Yeah, absolutely nothing.
Yeah, that's right. It's free. Absolutely free, right? And I know that the Semino Grotto program also provides toothbrush and pastes and everything for underprivileged children that maybe couldn't afford it. I know a couple of years ago they had a campaign to get toothbrushes out to kids.
We're supposedly supposed to have once a year, supposedly.
Okay, key word.
Yeah, what we call it a toothbrush drive, where we approach the public and we give out toothbrushes and we let them know what we're all about. But it's very tough now to get permission to go to somebody's property and do this because of the liability factor. So we've been kind of quiet in that department.
Right. But we're not quiet about helping out special needs children that need some extra help and some care, especially in the world of dental, right?
Right. Well, the interesting fact is that tooth decay is 5 times more common than asthma in children. And a lot of people are not aware of that.
Oh, that's sweet. Or maybe that's because of the sweets, right? Really, I didn't know that. That's an interesting fact. Yeah,
true.
Yeah, yeah. And you have more?
Well,
I'll tell you,
it ain't easy being me. You know, are you kidding me? I get no respect there at all. You know, when I joined the Grotto back in the 1990s, somewhere in there, I went ahead and. I saw that they had this Dr. Smiles thing. The position came open, and I volunteered for it. And subsequently, what the job is of the Dr. Smiles is to take care of the paperwork and get everybody, those that are find out if they're eligible or not. And I kind of get the ball started with that.
Right.
But we have a big problem in the area, and that is that a lot of people are on Medicaid, and if they're on Medicaid, we cannot touch them at all.
Right.
But we came up with something to help to help them, because only maybe less than 15% of the dentists in the area will do Medicaid work. And what we're trying to do now is to get other dentists, because there's a long list to get into these dentists,
right,
is to try to get other dentists to take over, and we will give them a certain percentage of it, and therefore, you know, kind of bypass the Medicaid, and then we're legal. But once they touch the Medicaid, there's nothing we can do with it.
You're trying to tell me that the dentist is just interested in the money, right? So if we give him a little extra...
Thanks for putting words in my mouth. You
know. Ooh, I'll tell you.
No, it's not true. It reminds me, I went to my dentist. You know, I had a missing tooth. I told him to replace it. So he gave me one with four cavities in it. But no, I'm not saying that about the dentist.
Wait a minute. Where's that bell? No, we don't. That's gone. Okay. That's great. Yeah, folks, Lenny is he's also a professional impersonator. He does the best Rodney Dangerfield you've ever heard in your life. We didn't know if we wanted to bring on Rodney or Dr. Smiles, but we left it to Dr. Smiles, but Rodney keeps slipping in. He's great. You're absolutely great, Lenny. I love the deal that you do there.
Thank you. But basically, speaking as a doctor of smiles, my job, there is another factor that goes with this. One of the Doctor of Smiles down in Broward County.
Okay, let's make that clear to the folks that don't know. Cimino Grotto is an appendage of masonry, and each grotto has its own Doctor Smiles. And cool. You are the Doctor Smiles for
Cimino and Ziba.
Cimino and Ziba. So you do it in two different places.
Right. I'm a dual member. I pay annual dues to both, now, both organizations.
You're supposed to say dearly. I pay dearly. Nah. It's not bad, folks.
But his daughter, he became interested and became a Mason. That's the interesting thing. He became a Mason and joined the grotto afterwards and even became a past monarch. A monarch is like the president of the organization.
Right, right.
Because his daughter was a special needs, still is. I mean, very severe case of special needs. And I don't think she's ever spoke a word. Mm-hmm. So we did the dental work or had the dental work, you know, taken care of for her. For him, and he was so impressed by that he became a Mason and went on.
And got into the grotto.
Right. But he also became the Dr. Smiles down there. Mm-hmm. But there is a problem that goes in. Because of all the medication that his daughter takes, all the work that was done, you know, the dental work to correct her and make her feel better, you know, unfortunately, the medication sometimes works against all the work that we do. So it's...
You know, that was a question I wanted to ask. How... Or what training do the doctors receive to accept special needs children? Because I know even like with autism, they're very difficult to handle. Do the doctors receive any special training to assist and help with these special needs children?
Well, usually the special needs children, especially the ones with the neuromuscular, they have to be sedated before they can do any work on them.
Exactly.
You know, because they're shaking and how do you handle it? So they have to be sedated. And most of the dentists that do this type of work are, they call them pediatrics.
Right.
But, you know, they just work for children and so forth like that. And there aren't really that many of them in the area. And I think Florida is pretty understaffed as far as general population versus regular dentists. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Not enough dentists in the area.
Right.
So
if you have a special needs child, it's even more difficult to find someone. Now, here's something we're going to do. Lenny, I hope you don't mind. I'm going to give out Lenny's phone number. It's his personal phone number. But he is Dr. Smiles, and he's here to help. If you know of someone that has a special needs child or you have a special needs child that needs some dentistry or some extra work, call Lenny up, Dr. Smiles, and tell him, hey, I need some help. And his number, write this down, folks, 561-964-5686. I see Lenny cringing over there. Ah, that's my home phone. But that's okay. That's what he does. He will be more than happy to help you out. 561-964-5686 if you have a special needs child that needs some dentistry, and that's what the Masons and the Cimino Grotto do to help out. Lenny, thanks a lot for coming on the show today and helping us out. Appreciate that. All right, now it's time for this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Their phone number, 561-351-8000. That's 561-351-8000. Okay, this property is located at 438 Southeast Florida Street in Stuart. If Stuart is the place for you, then this property may be just what you're looking for. It's a beautiful three-bedroom, two-bath, single-family home. It's been totally redone, freshly painted. Everything is brand new, the appliances, stove, refrigerator, and it's in a great location. There's FHA and VA and conventional financing, or, of course, cash. We'll put your name on the deed. REACH counselors tell us there are generous income limits on this property, making it much easier for you to qualify. You want to take a look at it? Go to Google Maps and type in this address, 438 Southeast Florida Street, Stuart, Florida, and the zip code 34994. Google loves the zip code. If you just type that in, you can take a look at the property. And that would be this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Her phone number again, 561-351-8000. How cool is that? That's this week's Spotlight Home of the Week. Now, I would like to shout out a big thank you for all of the folks listening today. We appreciate your company. You join us every Saturday. We thank you a lot for that. Floyd, hello, you in there, and Charlie and Chris and a lot of the guys that hang out with us. We appreciate your company. We'd also like to send out a hat tip to Dee Phillips. She is the she's one of the foreclosure and first-time homebuyer experts at the task unit over there at REACH, and we'd like to give her a second hat tip because of her relentless pursuit of fairness. How's that? Dee, you are a very special person, and we are so glad to have you as part of the REACH staff. If your home is facing the foreclosure judge, you need to contact Dee Phillips over at REACH right now. You could also check out our show website at www.reachradioshow.com, and you could check out our past shows and take a look at the home of the week.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
Okay, it's time to get into Our House. This week's segment brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. Joining us on the phone right now is Carlton Thompson. He is our resident pest control freak and here to show us some ways to protect our expensive landscape when the cold snap hits. Carlton Thompson, welcome to the show.
How are we doing this weekend now?
Hey, we're doing great. You know, we just had a cold snap. We should have had you on last week. What the heck? You know, the cold comes and goes in South Florida, and when it gets down to the frost and freeze, what must one do to protect the landscape investment?
Well, look, you can't complain to me about the cold down where you're at. That's first and foremost.
Yeah, you are. You're a little further north.
Your thermometer was staring 20 degrees in the face like mine was.
Woo, you had 20 degrees up there?
23 it went, got to the house.
23 degrees. That's up in Ocala, right?
Yep. 9 o'clock at night, the previous morning, or previous evening, it was already 32. So we had almost 11 and a half hours at freezing or below. That qualifies as a hard freeze.
Right. Now, normally it's 3 hours, right? 3 hours is what it takes for a freeze?
Yeah, 3 to 4 hours under 28 degrees is considered a hard freeze.
There you go.
Now, what happens with your plants is the cell walls will actually, just like if you take a bottle of water and you put it in the freezer, you know, it'll crack because the water will expand. Well, all the moisture in the cell walls of the plant, it does the same thing, and it kills all the cells in the plant.
Right.
Now, what happens is you go out the next morning and you're like, oh, well, that doesn't look so good. And then just over a few hours, you see it just go into serious decline. And after a cold snap, you know, like what we just had, a lot of people say, oh, look at that. I'm going to cut that damage out. Don't cut the damage out. Mm. Let it sit there until all the freezes are gone. Because what will happen is, you know, how you put sheets over your plants and stuff.
Right.
That dead tissue and dead plants, that'll work as a sheet, as a shield as well.
Ah, okay.
Now, so you don't want to cut that out, because when you cut it out, particularly on a shrub, when you cut a shrub, it stimulates growth. And then you get a bunch of new growth coming out, and you'll make things worse.
Now, we've had you on before, and we've talked about this, and just to remind folks, do not put plastic over your plants. What happens when that goes on here, Carlton?
Well, life goes on, and you know, dealing with freezes is not in our normal routine. So we rush out of work. If you're like me, you'll rush out of work long before the sun's up. You don't see that black plastic on there, and you're basically going to cook your plant when the sun hits it.
Right.
As you know, plastic's going to get hot in the sun, and you actually can then burn the plant as well.
And
I don't know about you, but if I have to pick one or the other, I don't care which one it is, freeze me or burn me, but don't do both to me.
Absolutely. Well, you can make a substantial investment in your home just with shrubbery. and keeping that trimmed and straightened out costs a lot of money. And a snap freeze comes along, and then there goes your investment.
Yep. So, like I said, don't be sad that you got some dead branches or some leaves that are not looking good. Just let it sit there until you know you're clear of any more freezes coming or frost, and then go ahead and trim that out, and that'll push out new growth. And about a month later, a month and a half, you won't even know what happened.
Perfect. Any special chemicals that we need? I know you're the chemical expert. Can we do anything like a freeze comes and it damages the plant? Can you fertilize it and maybe bring it back a little bit?
Well, after you cut it, make sure you get a good dose of fertilizer down there, because it's going to naturally want to push out growth. So if it's got the nutrients, it'll push more growth and it'll push it faster. Keep it fertilized going into winter. Plants and grass, they stop growing. They slow down. But the roots are still down there doing their thing. And mm-hmm. that's where you're going to have a healthy root system. You're going to have a healthy plant.
All right. And where's the best place to go to look for all those chemicals and things?
I always like to go to John Deere Landscapes.
There you go.
They got a lot of knowledge there, and they're willing to share it. So.
And johndeerelandscapes.com, just in case you have a computer in front of you, you want to take a look at that. Carlton, we appreciate the advice. As always, you are the coolest guy in the housing industry. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
When we return, looking for a house to call home? Well, Reach is hosting a home ownership fair coming up next month. We'll tell you more right after the break. Vince Larkins joins us next week for the close of Black History Month. You don't want to miss that.
I know a place wrong. Ain't got no home. I know a place wrong.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org, reach the number 4, housing.org, call Reach at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, I know a place wrong. Ain't got no home, I know a place wrong.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Ellen Mason, your host and housing heffy. And I have an authorized message from Reach Management just for you. If you are a first-time home buyer using FHA, HUD, and other government programs, you must complete selected HUD-approved training workshops in order to qualify for HUD assistance and receive big discounts from the banks and other approved lenders. Call Reach Counselors today and start the journey to home ownership. Their toll-free number is 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. Reach offers a comprehensive credit management workshop that helps you deal with any negative credit issues you may or may not have, helping you get back on a sound credit track. Also, Reach provides free foreclosure and modification counseling. Free, no charge. Call our trained counselors right now. The toll-free number, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. Remember, press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out, especially if you're calling on the weekends. We give them a little break on the weekends. They take it easy. I know Pat Tracy is always available. You call her number, and she'll answer, by golly. And when you call the Reach folks over the weekend, just hit 0 for the operator. If your house is facing foreclosure or you need some financial assistance in obtaining your first-time home, then you need to call Reach. Now, we told you all of that in order to tell you this. The Reach Home Ownership Fair is here again. Last year, the Ownership Fair was so successful, Reach decided to host it again this year. And it is Saturday, March 14th from 9 a.m. through 2 p.m. at the Lake Worth High School. That's located at 701 First Avenue South in Lake Worth, just west of I-95 and Lake Worth Road there. It's the Lake Worth High School. Community housing professionals, lenders, realtors, nonprofit counseling agencies will be there to discuss the steps to home ownership. Representatives from Bank United, PNC Bank, the Urban League of Palm Beach County, Habitat for Humanity, Eagle Home Mortgage, and of course, Reach counselors will be there as well. Sit with the experts in the credit repair industry. Get one-on-one advice from down payment assistance professionals. They are there on site, ready to help you with your home ownership journey. This is where the path to affordable home ownership begins. It's 3 weeks from today, and that's March 14th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Lake Worth High School in Lake Worth there. And we will be having some live phone-in reports from the event just to let you know how it's going on. You may want to stop by and find out how to get into a home. Mark your calendars. Remind your secretary to remind you. Call your ma, text your pa, or send your email to a smartphone in Omaha. It doesn't matter how you do it. Just remember Saturday, March 14th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's the Reach Home Ownership Housing Fair. And if you want more information, guess what? Call the good folks at Reach, 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Steve, you didn't make last year's event, did you?
No, I didn't. I've been to a number of these, though. Right. And you know the amazing thing? That I'm one of the people that answers the phone at Reach.
Right.
You'd be amazed at how many people who are renters are only renters because they think they don't have enough for a down payment.
Oh.
Or they think that they can't afford to buy a house. Mm-hmm. At this fair, there are numerous banks and numerous organizations connected to the government in one way or another that can get you down payment assistance.
Right.
They can get you low rates. Fannie and Freddie have both eased their credit requirements. If you have a score of like 620, you can get a house now. Didn't used to be the case. You had to be like up in the 700s.
Right.
There's really, if you have a job, you can probably get a house. And if you can't get one now, there will be credit counselors there that can tell you how to improve your credit score, like in 30 days. There are tricks that they know that you can bump that credit score up. So you're spending more on rent than it's going to cost you to get a house.
Absolutely.
That's been proven over and over again. You can learn a lot. You can meet some new people. You can have some fun. And the media center at the Lake Worth High School is pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. And I believe there'll be some snacks there. So, you know, don't go there hungry to eat, but I'm sure there'll be a few things. Hey, that's what we do. We crash weddings and funerals. That's where the free food is, right?
So if you like living in a nice place and you like saving money, show up.
Yeah, but not the dumpster. We don't rent out any dumpsters.
For those of you who joined us late, that was a very ugly story that I'm not going to repeat.
Oh, no, come on, repeat. Hey, that's the way we roll here at Reach Radio. We are having just such a great time. We appreciate you joining us every Saturday. Rick, our show producer, you have something you want to say? No?
The fair
is at the Lake Worth High School. Come on, man. Where were you? We were talking about that earlier. That is all the time we have left to us today, folks. Thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. A special shout out to all the future home buyers. This is your year. Seize the moment. Don't miss out. Reach out. For crying out loud, our website, reachradioshow.com. That's where all the archives are. You may listen to past shows or take a look at the Spotlight Home of the Week. And a hat tip to the West Palm Beach Semino Grotto for helping out our special needs children.
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. I'm a lonely.